This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Seth Meyers spent almost 13 years on Saturday Night Live. He was a cast member, he was the head writer, and for a big chunk of that time, he was the anchor of Weekend Update. He's got a different gig now, as you may know, Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC. But it's a big jump from being a fake host on a fake newscast to a real one on a real show. You throw the whole late night television dynamic in there, and there's a whole lot of stuff to talk about. So last week, while I was in New York, he and I took about a half an hour, and we talked about things, including, at the top of this little piece of tape, just a little bit of behind-the-scenes stuff.
Thanks for taking the time.
Of course. It's nice to put a face to the voice.
Well, it's a beauty of radio, man.
Yeah.
You can go anywhere doing it. So we're just going to talk.
Okay, great.
Does that work for you?
Sounds good. Yeah, look, that's what I tell my guests every day.
Do me a favor, though. Yeah, and sometimes it works and sometimes
it doesn't. Yeah,
We ready? All right. Seth Meyers, thanks for coming on the show.
It's lovely to be on this show.
It's actually funny because we're sitting in your office, so I'm sort of on your show, but not really.
It's true. We're meeting halfway. This is the definition of meeting halfway.
That's right. It's been like a year plus or minus now since you started this gig.
A little over.
And I was doing some reading, and your friend Amy Poehler said of you, talking about 13 years on Saturday Night Live, she said, you know, this is a guy who likes to settle in.
Mm-hmm.
So have you settled in?
You know, it's funny. When I look back at where I was a year into my time at SNL, I felt very uncomfortable, very on edge. Like a lot of people at SNL, I feel like a year in, you are worried you're going to get fired every day.
Yeah.
I'm more settled than that, but I wouldn't call myself completely settled. You know, with a show like this, the nice thing is a year in SNL years, it feels like 10 years because we've done 190 plus shows, which is probably almost as many as I did in all my time at SNL. So the nice thing is you get to do a lot of shows and you get to learn from them. You are less precious about it because you always have one the next day. But so I wouldn't say I'm fully settled in, but I feel like we have the right people and we're getting better every day, and it makes coming to work fun.
Lorne Michaels comes to you as the whole late night desk change was going on a year or two ago. Basically has to twist your arm a little bit to take this job.
It's not twist my arm. Well, the first thing about Lorne is when he offered me the job as if it was the fourth conversation we'd had about it.
Yeah.
Lorne has a way of doing that. He keeps people off balance by sort of making them think they've slept through the first three times we talked. But he sort of talked about it as if it was something I would do. And he was right that it was something I should do. But it did, it happened so suddenly. And it wasn't something that I was planning for, and I just hadn't been planning an exit strategy from this place that I really love being at. So it took me, you know, I asked him if I could finish the season at SNL, or I should say start the next season, because I found out about this job right at the season finale of two seasons ago. And I wasn't ready to sort of accept this job on Thursday and have my last SNL 2 days later. So he was nice enough to let me do the first half of the next year, and yeah, but with that said, like, I look back and it was the right time to leave.
Late night is a crowded place, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
What, how do you go about breaking yourself out?
Well, you know, I think if you spend too much time thinking of it in those terms, you're probably running away from your skills. You know, I think that the ways you do this, you say, what can I do better than other people? And how do we build those things to be more noticeable as opposed to, oh my God, that person's doing this thing. We should do that thing. Because usually the people that are doing things really well are doing them for the reason that they're the person that does them best. And so mostly it's just figuring out, like, what are the things that I do well? How can we, as a writing staff, bring those qualities out every night? And, you know, hopefully then at some point over time that will become the sort of DNA of the show.
What are you going to do? I mean, I'm thinking now of the coming political season, right, which is a huge opportunity. You did a thing on Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
Deciding not to run,
mm-hmm.
that was not late nighty at all. It was more Daily Show-ish, you know?
Yeah, you know, I don't think we'll ever do, you know, I don't think anyone will ever do political commentary quite as well as Daily Show, as the Daily Show, I should say. But, you know, we do sort of see I don't think a lot of the network shows are talking about politics that much. Yeah. You know, that was something I really enjoyed at my last gig. And also with something like that Elizabeth Warren thing, that was something we came up with on the day.
Yeah.
And it gives the office, it gives it a fun energy when you're sort of doing something day of and you have a lot less time to sort of, you know, road test it, which you can do with other things. And I think as we get into the political season where there are more stories that our audience is hip to, I think we'll try to do that more and more. It's really fun for us.
Breaking news in a way, right? I mean,
absolutely.
The newsier it is.
The monologue is always a nice place to sort of have very small distillations of news stories. But I think once we get to the desk, if, you know, two or three times a week, we sort of do a little bit of a longer look at something. I think that's a nice construction of our show.
Once we get to the desk, is that like shorthand for after the monologue, before we get to the interviews, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we call it the desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you know, in a weird way, you know, because we usually try to do two acts of comedy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that sort of monologue, you move over to the desk, you say hello to the band, you talk to Fred, you can hopefully get a piece of comedy in there. Then you go to first commercial, and ideally there's another act of comedy there, and then you start getting to the guests. The nice thing for me is once you get to the guests, it's like all the work's over for me.
Yep.
And then it's just talking to people, and I find that, especially since we do try to only book people that I'm interested in talking to, then it's just incredibly fun.
7 minutes goes pretty fast.
7 minutes flies by. I'm very jealous of people like yourself, or, you know, we live in an era now of podcasts, yeah, and people who get to sit down for anywhere from an hour to 90 minutes. You know, I did Howard Stern the other day. I felt like,
oh, man,
you know, it was like I was at a therapist by the end of it. You know, we talked about so much. And the reality is that is one of the limitations of the late night show, is how fast 7 minutes goes.
It's so interesting to me that you were a guy who spent years, other than doing Weekend Update, right? Spent years writing for other people,
mm-hmm,
you know, behind the scenes. And now you're the man.
Yeah. It's probably one of the hardest parts of the transition. Even at Weekend Update, where, you know, my name was in the title and I got to call myself Seth Meyers, but they were, you know, one of my favorite parts about doing it was, you know, sitting next to a Bill Hader, a Kate McKinnon, a Bobby Moynihan, and basically just playing straight man to them. So even at the part of SNL where I was technically the star, I also enjoyed, you know, dishing out assists rather than trying to go to the basket. So that's been a weird part of the show, is just remembering, oh yeah, this only works if people at home like spending time with me.
Do you have fun?
I do. And there are nights where I don't, yeah, and I have to pretend. But on nights when I have fun, I can't express to you how fast the hour goes. And I will say that before I know whether it's a good or a bad show, I definitely am smiling backstage before I walk out every night. Just the very fact that, you know, in this day and age, you know, a network has basically said to me, hey, we're going to give you an hour every day. Do with it what you will. There's really not much more you could ask for than that.
Seth Meyers, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We all set? Lovely. Really nice.
Of course.
That was, what, 7 minutes plus or minus? There is another 20 or so online. Lots of good stuff we had to leave out because it is, sadly, only a half-hour show. You can find it all at marketplace.org.